Unable to meet the deadline over concerns about rate increases and the possible loss of jobs, Tegna throws in the towel on the $8 billion merger deal with Standard General. Ford has pulled a 180 where it comes to AM radio. Guam and the Northern Marianas prepare for a super typhoon. And LPFM gets the cover of this week's Radio World. All that and more coming up.
REC, FCC Today, BG Bradley.
This is FCC Today, the podcast for Tuesday, May 23, 2023. On Monday afternoon, television licensee Tegna has announced that they have terminated their merger agreement with hedge fund Standard General. According to Reuters, the $8.6 billion deal would have taken Tegna private. The merger faced fierce opposition from members of Congress as well as public interest groups, including Common Cause and the Media Justice Ministry of the United Church of Christ, as well as from labor unions NABET CWA and News Guild CWA. The opposing organizations stated that the applicants and their anonymous funders in the Cayman and British Virgin Islands have created a complex series of transactions designed to weaken journalism and jack up cable subscriber fees, and that a grant of their pending applications would do nothing to create a more accurate, diverse, or independent media. In a January 2023 letter to Chair Rosenworcel, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, called the deal anti-competitive, given that Standard General and private equity firm Apollo General Management holds a significant stake in Cox Media Group, which has holdings in 9 markets, including several that overlap markets that Tegna already operates in. Warren states that the deal could lead to higher retransmission consent rates that would be passed on to advertisers and cable subscribers, employee layoffs, and will enable collusion among Standard General, Apollo, and Tegna in violation of antitrust laws. She called on the FCC to conduct an independent competition assessment and take its own regulatory actions, even while the Department of Justice conducts its antitrust investigation under the Clayton Act. Tegna is the licensee of 64 television stations in 51 different markets, as well as 2 full-service radio stations. The National Asian Pacific Islander American Chamber of Commerce and Entrepreneurship supported the merger, stating that the managing partner of Standard General, Soo Kim, who immigrated from South Korea as a child, has guided Standard General's success for the past 20 years, and that the merger would create the largest Asian American-owned business and a source of pride for the AAPI community. Letters and comments in support of the merger were also received from other African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American organizations. On February 24, 2023, the Media Bureau designated the merger transaction for hearing to determine, as stated by Chair Jessica Rosenworcel, whether or not the transaction will anti-competitively raise prices or put jobs in local newsrooms at risk. Matthew Keyes at the desk reported that the deal fell apart because the FCC took no decisive action on whether to approve or reject it prior to a May 22 finance deadline. Executives at Standard General complained that they would likely not be able to secure financing with comparable interest rates after May 22 if the deal was not approved. At the time of this writing, there has been no reactions from any of the commissioners. Ford Motor Company has reversed their previous decision to remove AM radio from 2024 model year vehicles. In a tweet posted by Ford CEO Jim Farley, after speaking with policy leaders about the importance of AM broadcast radio as part of the emergency alert system, the company has decided to include it in all 2024 Ford and Lincoln vehicles. For owners of Ford electric vehicles without AM broadcast capability, Ford plans to offer a software upgrade. Farley continues, quote, "Customers can currently listen to AM radio content in a variety of ways in our vehicles, including via streaming, and we will continue to innovate to deliver even better in-vehicle entertainment and emergency notification options in the future." FCC Today, the podcast, has a comment line. Do you have an opinion about the topics discussed on the podcast, a question for me, or just general commentary about the FCC, broadcasting, or the telecommunications industry in general? Make your voice heard by calling 202-963-0852. Yes, that good old-fashioned thing called the telephone. 202-963-0852. Now write that down. 202-963-0852. It's easy to remember. That's 202, you know the area code where all the bureaucrats are, then up the right side of the dial, 963, and then up the center, 0852. 202-963-0852. You may hear your voice on a future podcast. We'd love to hear from you.
FCC Today.
The FCC and the Federal Emergency Management Agency have activated the Disaster Information Reporting System in response to the threat of Super Typhoon Mawar, which is projected to come close to Guam but poses a greater threat to the Northern Mariana Islands, which are in the FCC jurisdiction. Participation in DIRS is voluntary, and broadcast and other infrastructure licensees are encouraged to report their current station status into the system on a daily basis. Over the past weekend, REC Networks made system enhancements to our disaster handling systems in preparation for the 2023 hurricane season. This includes a refurbished disaster information page at recnet.com/disaster, which now includes more information, including live alerts from EAS sources and the National Weather Service. In addition, a message will appear on FCC.today with a link to the disaster page when DIRS has been activated. Once again, the REC disaster page is at recnet.com/disaster. LPFM makes the cover of Radio World. In the May 24 issue that just arrived in my mailbox today, you can read about WHIVLP, an LPFM station that serves the mid-city of New Orleans. The station, founded by an infectious disease specialist, serves up an offering of community radio, infectious disease information, and social justice. For the latter, not everyone agrees with it. The station's founder, Mark Alan Derry, states that well-known white supremacist David Duke has been known to make tweets against the station. Derry says that he considers that a badge of honor. Check out the story of this great little station in the current issue of Radio World. On May 23, 2023, REC Networks issued the following statement on the nominations of Ana Gomez, Jeffrey Starks, and Brendan Carr. REC Networks is pleased that President Biden has made a choice for a fifth commissioner for the Federal Communications Commission. If confirmed, it will finally break the 2-2 deadlock on the commission and allow the FCC to move forward on issues such as net neutrality, which has been split along party lines and may also be the catalyst to finally get some steam on issues such as various REC initiatives, including LP250, translator reform, and rural NCE expansion. It may also address the petition for reconsideration on the FM duplication rule for which REC was a joint filer of. Ana's resume, which includes past experience on staff at the FCC and at the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, as well as her past participation in world radio conferences, makes her an excellent candidate for the job. She will also be the first Latina to serve on the FCC since Gloria Tristani left the commission in 2001. While we're currently not aware of any serious obstacles in her ability to be confirmed, we will be looking forward to the confirmation hearings. Once confirmed, we look forward to working with her and her staff on common sense solutions to assure that we maintain a diverse dial and make our spectrum more accessible to more citizens. We also thank the president for planning ahead by nominating Commissioners Jeffrey Starks and Brendan Carr to second terms on the bench to prevent shortfalls at the FCC. During the past 2 years, Both commissioners have demonstrated their leadership and professionalism. Starks has been very instrumental in supporting community radio and diversity-related causes during his time at the FCC. And while REC and Carr do not always see eye to eye on issues, we hope we can use the next few years to find some more common ground for the betterment of America, especially in our efforts to keep radio relevant. They're both deserving of their nominations, and we hope the best for them as they go through their confirmation hearings. We wish them all the best.
FCC Today.
FCC Today, the podcast, has been a production of REC Networks, always on at recnet.com. The podcast is available through Podbean, iHeart, and on the Michelle Bradley YouTube channel. Please like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Our comment line number is 202-963-0852. Keep up to the minute with events around the Media Bureau at fcc.today. If you need assistance with an FM broadcast facility, LPFM, full service, or translator, call 202-621-2355. I am Michelle Bradley, KU3N, SBE Certified Broadcast Technologist. Thank you for listening.
REC.